I had the opportunity yesterday to speak to Ambassador Branstad, and he wanted me to assure everyone that they are working every day for a positive outcome for our country, agriculture, and American businesses. I also want to remind everybody, as he brought to our attention too, that there is a comment period until May 21st. We will be submitting comments, and we encourage others to do that as well. And there will be a public hearing on May 15th. I also had the opportunity this morning to speak with Director Mulvaney of OMB and Secretary Perdue, who are working closely. They both assured me that the USDA has the authority to mitigate some of the market disruptions for our farmers. And they wanted me to pass on that they appreciate that the farmers understand that something needs to be done to hold China accountable. The president has said that our farmers are great patriots and we'll make it up to them, and that he doesn't expect farmers to be a casualty in any of the trade disputes. So I will and have and will continue to urge the administration to engage with leaders on both sides to pursue thoughtful, reasonable, and effective agreements through diplomatic channels without escalating into a trade war. So with that, I'll turn it over to the Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you, Governor, and good morning. In Iowa, we're routinely ranked number one in corn, soybeans, hogs, and egg production. Over time, our agricultural footprint in Iowa has evolved by adding additional value to our homegrown products through the processed goods shipped internationally. Value-added egg products such as processed meat, soybean meal, soy oil, renewable fuels, and feed provide Iowa farmers additional options for their products, increasing marketability and price stability. History has shown that these commodities are often the most vulnerable for retaliatory trade actions from China. The U.S. has seen 136% growth in exports to China over the past 10 years. If we were to lose access to a critical market like China, our ability to compete in a global marketplace would be potentially jeopardized. We have already seen market devaluation and instability for our ag products with just the threat of tariffs. In addition, the ramifications of a trade dispute have broader implications than production agriculture alone. The largest part of Iowa's GDP is generated from manufacturing. A significant portion of Iowa's manufacturing portfolio includes products manufactured for agricultural use from companies such as Vermeer, John Deere, and Sukup Manufacturing. You'll be hearing from Steve Sukup here shortly. Whether these companies are manufacturing products for Iowa farmers or international buyers, the ability to trade directly impacts their profitability. The threat of tariffs have already increased costs for our manufacturers, particularly their input costs. An uncertain trade environment risks stifling future investment, not only by our Iowa farmers, but by manufacturers and processors as well. It also creates uncertainty for those who finance these farmers and businesses. Production agriculture and our manufacturing industries are intertwined throughout Iowa. Both provide good job opportunities and reinvest into the communities in which they operate. We need both industries to succeed to ensure our economy continues to thrive. The ability to send our Iowa goods around the world is crucial for the success of Iowa farmers, business, and the Iowa economy. And at this time, I'll turn it over to Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg to provide his perspective on the ag economy and the impact of trade. Mike?
Good morning, and thank you, Lieutenant Governor, and thank you, Governor Reynolds, for all the work that you're doing on this important issue. International trade generally, and China specifically, are vitally important markets for ag products. And a disruption in trade with China would have a real impact on our farmers. The United States exports $1 billion worth of pork to China. We also export around $14 billion worth of soybeans to China as well. It's about a third of our nation's soybean crop. And with China also targeting beef and corn and ethanol, we know that all of these new trade barriers create additional hurdles to farmer profitability that it's already been in decline for the last 4 years, in 2018, looking similar. There's also been concern that an ongoing trade dispute would undermine decades of efforts that have gone into building the trade relationship that we have today. And that work has been done over time by many of the groups that are represented here today. As Iowa farmers get ready to enter the field and plant their crops, hopefully soon, if we get the weather to cooperate, right? These recent actions will add to the already uncertain economic times being felt across the state. Now, it's been stated, and even though that some of these tariffs do not go into effect for several weeks, we are seeing markets react in real time. And it's very important, however, that we move quickly to minimize the disruptions, to resolve these issues quickly and minimize that impact on markets. But it's important to note there are real challenges in our trade relationship with China around intellectual property and a number of other issues that have occurred over the years, biotech trade approvals, beef, poultry, DDGs, but also just as real as those issues is the potential negative impact on Iowa agriculture. And that would be dramatic if this dispute is not resolved in a timely manner. And this has been the key message that certainly I've conveyed, and I know others have conveyed as well. I spoke with the Deputy Secretary of USDA and Undersecretary for Trade on Friday and conveyed that message and what I've been hearing from folks as I travel the state and encouraging an aggressive approach to resolving these issues quickly. And it's been said countless times that no one wins in a trade war. And it's true that Iowa stands to face a disproportionately negative impact if this dispute is not resolved in a timely manner. So thanks again. Thanks for your work, Governor, and all the work that's being done to make sure this message is getting sent to the administration. With that, I'll turn it over to Greg Hora, president of Iowa Pork Producers Association.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you for the opportunity to speak here this morning. Thank you, Governor, Lieutenant Governor. And being part of Iowa's leaders in recognition of the importance of agriculture trade to Iowa farmers, our state's economy, and the viability of rural Iowa. My name is Greg Hora. I'm a pig producer in Webster County, Fort Dodge. I raise and market about 25,000 head of pigs a year, raise corn and soybeans there also, and realize that it is important as president of Iowa Pork Producers and our nearly 6,000 members across the state of Iowa that pork production, pork processing, and production of other products with pork is important to our rural solutions and the economics of Iowa. Our goal as pork producers is to responsibly produce consistent, high-quality pork for our consumers here in the United States and across the world in our export markets. We have recently seen a decline in prices due to the added tariffs of pork to China. We recognize that China and the United States are still in negotiations, and that it is important to know that it's too early to speculate on what long-term impacts that this may have on our pork producers and rural Iowa. However, Iowa's pig farmers remain hopeful this issue will be resolved quickly, and the continued negotiations of the U.S. administration and the Chinese trade representatives will be successful for all of us. Of importance in pork exports are products to China that we may not think are popular here in the United States. That's what's called pork variety meats, such as the ears, pig's feet, and jowls. However, these are significant impacts to the pork processing abilities here in the United States and also the value to pig farmers here as we sell our pigs and the prices that we receive. U.S. pork is committed to export to nearly 100 countries around the globe, and we're committed to continue this focus, not only on these export opportunities, but other new opportunities that may be on the horizon. Iowa exported over $48 million of pork to China just in 2017. And in February of 2018, 9.8% of the total U.S. pork exported went into China and Hong Kong. Pork exports remain extremely critical to the financial well-being of our farmers, our processors, and the Iowa economy. Nearly 1 in 12 Iowans is associated with pork production in some way. Nationally, about 20% of the pork industry jobs are in thanks to the part of pork exports and our trading partners that view us as a reliable supplier and value our relationships. Over the last 10 years, the U.S. has been the top exporter of pork in the world on average, making it the shining star of U.S. pork exports and total exports, helping the U.S. balance of trade concerns and adding income to rural Iowa farmers. We consume corn, DDGs, and soybeans in our pig feed, and with the value of manure and the natural fertilizer it provides, Iowa will continue to be a place that is outstanding to grow pigs, grow our families, and improve our communities. Iowa pig farmers look forward to helping tackle the challenges or changes that we can impact in these difficult times and decisions with outcomes that we hopefully will all be proud of. Thank you very much. Next, we'll have Bill Shipley with the Iowa Soybean Association.
Thank you, Greg. And I want to thank you for giving the Iowa Soybean Association the opportunity to speak today. I'm Bill Shipley, president of the Iowa Soybean Association. I farm near Nottoway, where I grow soybeans, corn, and raise a few pigs. To say China matters to U.S. soybean farmers would be an understatement. They're our largest consumer of soybeans. The United States supplies roughly 40% of China's annual usage of soybeans, valued at over $14 billion, which is anticipated to grow every year for the next several years. We recognize that there are some legitimate issues that need to be dealt with the Chinese. Intellectual property rights and requirements on U.S. companies wanting to do business in China. We acknowledge that there needs to be addressed and these courageous, swift resolution to these problems. We can believe this can be done without targeting food and agricultural trade. Exports of U.S. soybeans, beef, pork, and other commodities provides a trade surplus for our country. Encouraging more of it is advantageous for both countries. Agricultural trade boosts jobs and economic activity in America while reducing the economic trade imbalance existing between China and the U.S. China's proposal to add tariffs to soybeans adds to uncertainty U.S. farmers face right now as we head into this planting season. We're pretty well locked into what we're going to plant this year already. Can't change that. If allowed to take hold, it could jeopardize the ability of U.S. farmers to do business in China for generations. Trade wars involving food are lose-lose. I guess my first impression is I hate to see anybody use food as a pawn in a trade war. Here at home, Iowa soybean farmers would be negatively impacted because it would raise our input costs but lower our income. And I've been to China, and I was in China when this took a hold, when this was announced, the first one. And that was the top topic from everybody we stopped to see. First thing, the Chinese are very astute at what's going on in their government. They're sometimes not allowed to have the whole story, but the story that they tell them is what happens. I would like to invite President Donald Trump to my farm, see us planting soybeans this year, see what goes into production, how we do it, what we're going to do. And it's a huge, valuable export to the United States to be dealing with them. We've worked on this trade with the Chinese for 35 years. We've been in China. They essentially were not using any soybeans 35 years ago. Now 40% of their soybeans come from the United, are used in the United, from the United States. And I would hate to see those relationships go by the wayside. It's amazing when you're there on a trade mission that they know you by first name, they know who you are, and they have come to our country too to see our production. They want to see what we do. The Iowa Soybean Association urges the U.S. and Chinese officials to pivot from the politics and posturing to resolving this escalating trade dispute for the benefit of American farmers and our Chinese customers.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Governor, Lieutenant Governor. My name is Steve Sukup with Sukup Manufacturing, and we're a family-owned and operated business in rural Iowa for 55 years. We have over 600 employees that work at our manufacturing plant in Sheffield, Iowa, and they proudly have shipped products to over 80 different countries. So export is very important to us. We need to keep in mind that Iowa agricultural economy extends far beyond production, ag, and livestock. Numerous manufacturing companies in Iowa create the equipment that is necessary to help both farmers and commercial operations like ethanol plants to operate more efficiently. Manufacturing is the single largest business sector in Iowa.
Our state's economy and thousands of employees depend on a strong agriculture economy to purchase our goods. A trade war with China will only decrease demand for agriculture goods, but also decrease the demand for other equipment associated with it. Coming on the heels of the steel tariff that was announced a few weeks ago, it is certain that a trade war will hurt companies like Sukup Manufacturing. We use over 1 million pounds of steel per week, and we've seen increases in the steel prices since last November of 40%. They've gotten their increases. It's obvious that rising material costs and a shrinking market will cause problems. Our fear is that a trade war will put our employees' jobs on the line. There hasn't been a trade war that the U.S. has won, and farmers, manufacturers, and IO workers have the most to lose. Thank you.
We'll open it up to questions on this topic.
You said that you've got some assurance from the Trump administration there's a way to mitigate?
I think, well, they're working on an option for Iowa farmers. They don't want them to be the casualty in this trade dispute, and they've made that very clear. They appreciate what they're doing. They understand the value that agriculture and manufacturing brings to the state, especially in the Midwestern states. And so he has said that he's tasked Secretary Perdue, Director Mulvaney is working with him, with OMB, that's the funding side, to help put in place some kind of a program that would help mitigate some of the losses that may be incurred by agriculture during this process. We still hope that our goal is, and which we continue to say to them every time we have an opportunity to talk to them, we need to get this done in a timely manner. That has a big impact on the market, the uncertainty. You've heard all of them say we're moving into 2018 season. We already have depressed commodity prices. If in the short term, we won't see, hopefully, much loss to market share, but the longer that goes on, other countries change their rotation and their habits, and so that really could cause some long-term damage to the market access that we have here in the United States, and especially in Iowa. So it's really important that they get this done in a timely manner.
That sounds like price support.
So well, you know, they're working through the details, so he was not at liberty to share those at this point. But the fact of the matter is they're talking, they're working, and the president has asked them to do something.
If you have a message to Iowa, what you want to know people that you're doing everything.
Well, I hope that's the message that comes out of this bill. I think you was reinforced by every single speaker that stepped up to the podium to talk about the impact that it would have on Iowa's economy. Especially, we have a very fragile agricultural economy right now. You talked about Sukup Manufacturing, the impact that when we have a agricultural industry that's in decline, that has a rippling effect on all other sectors of our economy. And manufacturing certainly is an example of that. That's the largest percentage of our GDP. And so the message from everybody is we understand that, a free and fair market is where we want to go. They need to be better at some of the things that they're doing. I mean, it puts us at a disadvantage when they're stealing our intellectual property, when that's part of tech transfer, is part of doing business in China, when they're not approving our seed traits in a timely manner, that puts us at a disadvantage because they're taking that intellectual property. So there's things that they need to do better, and we need to hold them accountable. But it's important that we also make sure that it's done in a timely manner, and these are effective and strategic recommendations that they're putting in place. And I think, so they're negotiating out front, but there's talks going on behind the scenes, and that needs to continue to happen. Well, I would think it's forthcoming. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow or the next day. I can just tell you that they're working on it, and that the secretary's assurance to me is that it can be done through USDA. And he also said, that he knows that the president and the Congress are also understand the impact that this has to farmers. And so they would be willing to also be a part of making sure that we could mitigate some of the damages caused by the trade dispute. Yep.
President says he wants to make this up to you. What will it take to make it up to you?
Well, they'll have a program.
Well, it's a good question about how it will be made up to farmers, and we don't know the details of that yet. We know that, as the governor stated, that there will be some negotiations and discussions yet this week, as we heard Secretary Perdue announce this morning. But we hope that we'll continue to have open relationships with trade so that we can continue to move our excess pork products and soybean products overseas.